Swimming is fun. This is Dr. Herbert Albarly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Swimming is fun. Now, we have a lovely swimming pool here at the campus of the University of Healing, and everyone enjoys it very much. Everyone goes into the pool and swims like Rex. Rex gets in the pool and he just thinks that that pool is the most wonderful thing in the world. And when he gets in there, he says that is what he really loves. That is what he really thinks is just great. But do you think swimming in a pool is great? Do you think it's a lot of fun to do something like that? When you get in the swimming pool, what do you do? Do you just sit and soak? Or do you puddle around a little bit, or do you play ball, or do you do like a professional swimmer would do, swimming back and forth? Now, you don't have to be a professional swimmer to have swimming be fun in a swimming pool, because you just swim, well, like I like to swim with Rex, and when Rex gets in there, he likes to swim this way and that way, and when I start swimming, he wants to keep up with me, he wants to go everywhere I go. And he thinks that is just the most fun of anything in the world. And I guess it really is, too, because he just is having so much fun doing that. It's what life is all about for him. It's what life is all about for all of us. For when we do anything, if we do it for fun, then it is fun. Now, on a warm day, you slide into the cool pool and you swim around a little bit. You don't try to do laps. You don't try to make so many lengths of the pool. Some people do, and sometimes it is fun to do that. But basically, what you do is you just sort of puddle around. You just sort of swim back and forth, and you just sort of paddle yourself here and there, and you think, that's a lot of fun. Rex loves to have a ball to go and get and retrieve, and then he'll go and get it again and retrieve it. And for him, it's just a slow paddle. Not a rush, not a panicky thing that the ball is getting away from him. It's just a slow paddle, and he paddles around enjoying himself so much. They say swimming is good exercise, but what they mean by that is actually swimming many strokes, swimming many lengths of the pool. And yet, what is the true value of swimming? Is swimming to exercise your muscles, to exercise your body? Or is swimming to relax you so that you feel just wonderful, you feel just fantastic, you feel absolutely marvelous, you feel so fantastic, there's nothing in the world that disturbs you or upsets you in any way at all. You feel just so wonderful. Now, is that what the pool is all about? I think it is. I think the pool is all about enjoying yourself and being yourself and having fun. The pool is enjoying yourself and just delighting in what you're doing. Not feeling that you have to accomplish great lengths in swimming the length of the pool, but just enjoying yourself. Have you ever gone into the pool just to enjoy yourself? And I would say, if not all the time, most of the time, that's exactly what we do. We go into the pool to have fun. We go into the pool to relax. We go into the pool to feel at peace. We go into the pool just to do ourselves whatever we're doing. The pool is not supposed to be a place where we exercise or where we do a lot of dynamic walking and jumping up and down. That may be done there too. But the pool is there to let you feel peace. You get in the pool, after you get the water up over your tummy, then you start a big sigh. Oh, that feels so good. That feels so wonderful. That feels so peaceful. It's fun. It's just a lot of fun to be in the pool and relax. Now, you'd think that everyone would like to have a pool in their yard, that everyone would like to have a pool that they could go into, but people are not accustomed to going into their pool and having fun. Their pool just sits out there. If you were to look at overview of all the pools in just one city like Los Angeles, how many of the pools would you see people in? Well, the public pools you'd see people in, but the private pools, very seldom. Very seldom. The children play around the pool, some play in the pool, but those who get into that pool itself get that relaxing attitude about themselves, get that feeling of joy and peace about themselves. They get that feeling of all is good about themselves, and so it is. How do you feel about your swimming pool? How do you feel about your bathtub? Do you get in your bathtub and immediately scrub up, or do you relax for a few moments and just sort of soak in the warmth of the water? When you take a shower, do you just let the water run all over you and get you all wet? Or do you scrub parts and parts and then make other parts wet and scrub them? What do you do with water? Water is the most wonderful, fantastic, enjoyable experience any of us could ever know in our life, if we would use it like we could really use it. And how could we really use it? We could really use it for fun. We could really use it for joy. We could really use it so that we could know who and what we are and enjoy who and what we are. What does Rex do? My big, beautiful golden retriever. He gets into the pool, and first he stands there. He stands on the stairs into the pool and soaks up. His feet are the sensors for his body. And he stands there, and his belly's in the water, and he just enjoys it so. He doesn't think he has to rush anything. He just stands there. And then after he stands there for a good 5 or 10 minutes, then he sort of lowers himself into the water and swims out into the pool and makes a big loop and comes back and stands on the stair again. And when he stands on the stair, you could just see the peace in him. You could just see the fun in him. You just see, oh, this feels so good. Oh, I like this. Oh, it's so nice. And that's just what he feels. We can have that same glorious feeling that Rex has if we want. We can have that same feeling of contentment, that same feeling of goodness that Rex has if we want. Now, Rex goes in and out of the pool, standing on the stairs, not leaving the pool, but standing on the stairs for maybe 4 or 5 times, swimming out and around the pool. If the pool sweep is in the middle of the pool, he sometimes climbs over it, but other times he just uses that as his turnaround point. And he turns around and comes back to the staircase and stands there. Now, what does he do? What does Rex do? What Rex does is he is having fun. He is enjoying himself. He will go out there and he will pick up something. He will go and smell a bug that might be floating on the surface of the pool. He might go and pick up his ball and bring it back. And he puts his ball in such a place so the circulation of the pool makes the ball go back out in the middle of the pool. And he swims out there and gets it again. He's just having a good time because he knows that he likes himself. He knows that life is wonderful. He knows that everything is wonderful because he is wonderful. He is doing what pleases him. He is doing what makes him happy. He is doing what tells him the world is all right and all is right with the world. He is having fun. Today, when you go in your pool, just sort of settle down. Could be your bathtub, could be your swimming pool, could be anything, your shower. Just settle down in the water. Let the water trickle over you. Let the water be around you and surround you. Let the water feel so good. Let the water sort of ease out all those tensions in your body and just sort of put in peace, put in relaxation, put in the joy of being in the pond and being in the pool and enjoying it very much. Life is like that. It's up to us. How do we want to handle it? How do we want to do anything? And the moment we do something, we do it and we say, all is in divine order. I am peace. All is in divine order. I am peace. I am having fun. I like me. I like me. I'm having fun. Our purpose in life is to be ourselves and have fun. and to be ourselves is that highest and best within us. And the fun is the delight of pure relaxation, peace, where all tension is gone, all anxiety is gone, all feelings of frustration are gone. We sigh deeply, let out a deep breath, and we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And when we do that, and we are swimming, swimming is fun. And every day of your life and every day of my life, I go for a swim, mentally, physically, spiritually. And I let out a deep sigh, and I feel the coziness of the water about me. I feel the gentleness of the water about me. And I feel the swimming is really fun because it's what I like to do. Join me in swimming for fun. And it'll be yours always. I love you. I love you. I love you.